dinosaurs, coyotes, and elections, especially the 2016 election. It always comes down to the 2016 election.
Hello, and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for September 17th, 2018. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
That's me!
That is, yeah. Can't argue with that.
Yeah. Well, you could, because reality is subjective.
Just be silly.
Anyway, thank you.
So you had a flashback week.
I did. It was a flashback week, man. It was kind of fun to see the stuff. It was from 2006. The strip started in 2004, so it was only 2 years into the run. And it was relevant. It was a series where Winslow decides to start to run with his pack. And what's funny is there's actually a gag in there. Does someone comment on that?
No one commented on that.
Okay, that I actually talk about roaming fees.
Which no one knows where they are anymore.
No, that was 14 years. What was it? Well, I guess, yeah, 2004 would be 14 years ago. Wow.
Now we just all roam everywhere we want.
We do. But actually, it was from 2006, so it was actually, and I'm trying to do math in my head, and that never helps anybody. But no, that's 12 years ago. Did we have roaming fees back then? I'm trying to remember. We must have. I mean, I mentioned them.
Right. I think we did.
What the hell were they? I can't even remember what they were.
If you went out of your area, then you were charged more money.
Is that right? If I made a call outside of Chicago, for instance.
Yeah, then you were charged more money.
Is that right?
If you went on vacation somewhere and used your phone, you'd be charged more. But that was also when they charged you for every call coming in, too.
Did they charge you for texts? Was that back in the day? Or they gave you X amount of free ones because you gave our youngest, you thought they would all be free.
They weren't. It was a mistake. I read the whole thing wrong, and there was only a limited number of texts, and there was like, I thought it was, he would get all these texts during this period of time. So I said, go ahead, text all you want. And that was not a good idea.
Because he was a teenage boy.
That cost like $200 or something.
He probably could have negotiated that down.
We did, but still it was kind of like, whoa.
Yeah. Sort of like a phone call we made to Australia. We were down in Australia one time and made a friend. Got to be friends with a fella and cartoonist down there, so I gave him a call, and then we got the bill. It was $300-$400.
No, it wasn't even that much, but it was $100 at least.
No, I thought it was more.
It was a lot. It was a lot of money.
Anyhow, so no roaming fees are gone. So that was one of those jokes you look back on and go, "Damn, I wish I thought that this went through." But anyway, the rest of the week was him just running with the pack.
Right, and he mentioned like the very first one about having to lick himself.
Yes. And oh, good Lord.
It was kind of funny. Darson 54 said, face it, if everyone could lick themselves there, we would probably never leave home.
He has a point, and in fact, we wouldn't have wars.
No, people would be too busy, apparently.
Yeah.
And you also sparked a debate as to whether or not coyotes hunted in packs. There was a lot of discussion about this, and
Are you serious?
Yes, they were just wondering.
Well, you look serious. I'm just...
I can't believe that wasn't a big discussion about it. So I'm going to set the record straight. Coyotes normally hunt alone or in pairs and rarely as a pack unless the prey is a deer or other large animal. And in the strip, you had a large animal.
See, I just do this instinctively. Isn't that wonderful?
You did, yes. That's why you did it, right?
Do you remember that one time we were walking in the desert? We were walking down a wash. And we turned a corner and there were two coyotes there and they were just sort of staring at us and we were... staring at them.
Yep.
They did not eat us.
They did not eat us at all.
No, we kind of backed away slowly and let them do whatever coyotes do.
Their territory, we moved on.
Right. That was a moment.
That was.
Okay, what else we got?
Oh, Cheryl asks about the dinosaur. Sunday, you had a new strip. You're continuing your dinosaur series.
There will be a fill-in Sunday strip. I'm not sure exactly. I think in October. Ah. So just be prepared for something that doesn't look quite like it looks today.
Well, Cheryl wrote, and she asks, hello, what does the dinosaur represent?
I just thought it was kind of fun storyline, and I'm going to pick it up later. I just want to establish it. I'm using Sundays now, and that's a good catch. Who is this, Cheryl?
Yes.
Great catch, because what I'm going to do is, you listen to this podcast to go in the tall weeds with me, so here we go. I was reading a biography of the guy who did Little Abner. Who turned out to be a reprehensible human being, by the way, but he was a good cartoonist. And he would use his Sundays, and they'd be independent storylines. And so I've done that a couple of times in Prickly City, and that's what this is. This will be a continuing storyline. It's not metaphor, per se. The story, I think it's already come, that the dinosaurs did not actually go extinct. They just saw these clever monkeys and said, oh, we're out of here.
Yeah, better hide.
And we better hide. So they've been hiding, and they've been around ever since. So the story is going to be they've been around ever since. And so trust me when I tell you that storyline is going to... be built upon, and just how are human beings worth talking to? If aliens, for instance, came to this world, should they talk to us or just sort of like keep moving? So that's where this is going.
Oh, okay. Well, it did spark quite the,
oh, really?
The debate, because right. You mentioned that one of the reasons they hid, they thought they could come back, but the 2016 election made them think, no, they're not ready.
Apparently, that's the trigger.
So that
it's always the trigger, isn't it, Janine?
Became, yes, everyone wants to, it all comes down to that. It all ends up talking about that, no matter what you talk about. Movies, art, it all comes down to Trump and the 2016 election. So people commented about that, and Durack says, well, it actually started talking about people in Congress, and every time I listened to every candidate in the 2016 race that was already serving in the Senate, such as Graham, Cruz, Paul, and even Sanders, talk about what they were going to do once in office, I'd be shouting at the TV, dumbass, you're already a United States Senator. That is where you do all the things you're talking about, you stupid ass. If they can't get it done in Congress, they sure as hell won't be able to do it in the White House.
That's an excellent point. Yeah, you... There's an awful lot in our political discussion today about, you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda, what, you know, what I would have done? Well, you're in a position to, you know.
Do it.
Exactly. So, and we have a lot of that. We also have a lot of, well, so-and-so did such-and-such, and you're going, well, that was bad. It's like talking to a five-year-old. Well, right. That was bad too, wasn't it? Yeah, so why'd you do it? Because they did it. Okay, let's walk this back again. You know, it just... So anyway, so more discussions on the 2016 election, as apparently it always comes down to the 2016 election.
Holden On says, the fact that Hillary was indeed the best qualified candidate that either of the two parties, major parties, were able to field is discouraging as, they didn't say hell, but that's what they mean. And why for the third time in my 50 years of voting, I went with a third party candidate.
Oh, yeah, looking back on my voting record, I think I voted Libertarian a lot, especially for president, because I just, HW, I just didn't, in 92, didn't feel I couldn't vote for Bill Clinton. And so, I'm trying to think of some other, well, obviously this last time I voted for Gary Johnson, who's a candidate for U.S. Senate. You should check it out. He has an excellent shot at winning, which would be great to have another independent in the Senate. I think we need more.
I think so, too. I agree with that.
So, anyway, I digress. I'm kind of going off on a tangent here.
And Superposition said, did not vote was the actual winner in the 2016 election among voters.
No kidding. 5 million fewer Democratic votes than in 2012, rather. In 2012, there's an incumbent running. So, this was actually a contested race, and 5 million fewer voters decided not to bother.
I know. I don't understand that. I mean, a lot of people said, well, I don't like either of them, so I'm not voting. You go and vote for the third party candidate to say that's kind of a protest vote. At least it shows that you're out there and you're voting and you care.
Right. And who knows? They could win. I mean, here, you know, I liked Gary Johnson when he was on this podcast. He's one of the only politician we've ever had on this podcast. It was great. We had an editorial board meeting with Jill Stein, who was the Green Party candidate. She was actually terrific. I disagree with her, as you might imagine, on everything. But she was not... as being painted by, and it turns out that we learn now that the Hillary campaign besmirched her, so she wouldn't siphon off votes from her. And here's something, two things. Well, maybe one thing. But Hillary, this morning, she just wrote another opinion piece on how we're all going to hell in a handbasket. And okay, I kind of don't disagree with her entirely. That's sort of the whole gist of my strip. But she's running again. She's doing the circuit of late night shows right now, and this fall she just announced as part of this that she's going to have a listening tour, and she's going to tell her story that's human and sometimes surprising but always riveting. Her words, not mine.
And everyone keeps saying, just forget about her.
You can't.
She's out of it.
She's running again. I guarantee, I know it in my bones that she wants to run again, and I don't blame her.
To win the popular vote, you want to come back and do that.
She won by 3 million plus votes in the popular vote. That's not how you win elections in this country. So, that's a shame. But I don't blame her for wanting to come back. The other front running candidate for the other two are Joe Biden and Sanders, Senator Sanders. Whose first name I can't remember.
Bernie.
Gee, how can I not forget that? Now, think about this. Now, if you think of all those names. And of course, the president will run. Donald Trump will be the young one.
Oh, God.
At 75. He'll be the young candidate. That's incredible. I mourn for what's coming up. Do you think she's running, Janine?
I don't know, but...
I know you don't know.
Okay. I think she wants to run, whether she will or not, I don't know. But she still is a player in politics. So I think discounting her, because she's very influential.
Yeah, I think people listen to her. And I think that she will run again. I'm confident that she will. And, you know, people poo-pooed me 10 months ago when I first floated the idea. I said, she's running again. First of all...
Let me still poo-poo you.
Do they?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm poo-pooed all over the place. I guess I'll just leave on the poo-poo. Anything else you want to mention? Or
I think it's good for now.
We'll leave on the poo-poo?
Yeah, I'll leave on the poo-poo.
Okay, we're leaving on the poo-poo. Thank you. Thank you, Janine.
You're welcome.
And thank you, Brian Altimer, our wonderful producer here at WGN Plus. Thank you to WGN for letting us use the equipment and making us sound so professional. And most of all, thank you for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. If you want to keep up with the antics of Carmen and Winslow, go to gocomics.com/Prickly City and go ahead and sign up. It's free and you can get all the cartoons you want, different cartoons. You can have a mailing list and have all the cartoons that you love sent to you directly each morning. It's kind of a cool feature. And maybe if you want to leave a comment, and we'll see if we can read it here on the podcast. If you want to contact us directly, please do so at pricklycity@gmail.com. That's pricklycity@gmail.com. Once again, thank you so much for listening. Until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.